listener production.
Good evening, I'm Lachlan Itter. 20 people have been charged during a week-long crackdown on youth crime across Rockhampton. Task Force Guardian laid 71 charges against 19 young people while also charging an adult. Police say they were mostly related to stolen vehicles, break-in enters and bail offences. Acting Superintendent Mark Burgess adds police will continue to undertake enforcement activities, but it's important we all do our part to safeguard neighbourhoods. The Worker Safety Regulator has sounded the alarm following an increase in pick-and-carry crane injuries across Queensland mines. Resources Safety and Health Queensland sent a new animated video to Central Queensland Mines, recreating the moment a worker had his leg crushed in the Bowen Basin. RSHQ's Jack LaRue hopes it will drive down the number of serious accidents.
Pick-up-and-carry cranes are not necessarily a dangerous device, but it's how they're being used and where people position themselves that place them in a place of danger.
And free RSV vaccines will be available to CQ babies from next month under a new immunisation program funded by the state government. Almost 200 cases of the potentially deadly virus have been recorded in our region so far this year. RSV attacks the airways and is highly contagious. In sport, Netball Queensland's newest star was at her exciting best for the Queensland Firebirds during a pre-season tournament over the weekend. Rockies Isabel Shearer shone during both pool matches and playoffs in the Suncorp Team Girls Cup in Sydney. Meantime, she says Rocky kids need to know distance doesn't have to be a barrier to success.
The chance to get to travel and stuff seems like a burden at the time, but it actually is some of the best memories you'll make, and you get to travel with your friends and your teammates, which is awesome.
The Firebirds were defeated in their last game to finish fourth in the tournament.